Okay, I want to share about being cut to the heart.
我今天想交通的是扎心。
Yeah, let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
我们翻到使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Acts chapter 2:37.
使徒行传第二章三十七节。
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?"
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
And then verse 41.
第四十一节。
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
I want to start by asking a question.
我想开始要问大家一个问题。
When was the last time you were cut to the heart?
上一次你真的觉得扎心是什么时候？
To answer this, we should first consider what does it mean to be cut to the heart.
我们要来回答这个问题，我们首先要来知道什么是扎心。
I asked some of the kids this question.
我问了一些我们小朋友这个问题。
They told me it is like to be moved.
他们告诉我好像你觉得很感动。
Yeah, or to be touched, or this kind of feeling.
或者很被摸着的感觉。
Yeah, but to me, being cut is very severe.
但是对我来说，真的扎心是很重的一件事。
Yeah, do you know what it is like to be cut?
你知道被扎了是什么意思吗？什么感觉吗？
Maybe the most relatable experience we have is getting a paper cut.
我想你最能联系到的就好像你被一张纸割到手。
Yeah, can you imagine what that is like?
你能够想象的是什么感觉吗？
It hurts.
真的疼啊。
Yeah, it's hard to ignore.
你没有办法去拒绝他不理他的。
Yeah, and probably we will have some kind of reaction.
很多时候我们会有一个反应的。
Yeah, maybe we will yell.
我们可能会喊出来。
Yeah, but this is what it means to be cut.
这是说到我们被扎了。
Yeah, and I think being cut to the heart is the same way.
我想扎心也是一样的感觉。
It's hard to ignore.
我们是不可能不管的。
You will feel it.
你会感觉到的。
And you may have some kind of reaction.
你也一定会有反应的。
Yeah, so why do I ask this?
为什么我要问这个
问题? Or why do I bring up being cut to the heart?
为什么我要今天要提到扎心这件事呢?
If we look in Acts, we can see that those who are cut to the heart were changed.
如果我们看到《使徒行传》里面说那些觉得扎心的人，他们被改变了。
And we know to be changed is so important.
我们都知道要被改变是何等的重要。
We just sang the song, "From glory to glory, He's changing me."
我们刚唱过这首诗歌，荣上加荣，他在改变我。
And we often sing, "Change my heart, O God."
我们常常在那里唱主啊，改变我的心。
So we can see for our whole lives, the Lord wants to work in us.
我们能看到我们一生当中主要坐在我们身上。
And he wants to change us.
他也要来改变我们这个人。
Yeah, but if you think about when was the last time you felt moved or touched from a meeting?
但如果你想到上一次你在聚会里面你觉得感动好像被摸着。
What happened to you afterwards?
你之后有什么改变?
Did you change?
你真的改变了吗?
Recently, our brother has been sharing with us.
最近我们的弟兄跟我们交通的。
What's the point if you hear so many messages and you attend so many meetings, but you never change?
如果你去参加很多的聚会，去各样的聚会，但之后你这个人根本没有变，有什么用呢？
I may feel so moved and so touched every meeting.
每一次的聚会我都感觉很感动，很被摸着。
And I may even share about what touched me during the fellowship meeting.
我也可以在交通聚会里面交通到感动我的点是什么。
Yeah, but if I did not change, then what's the point?
但如果我这个人没被改变，有什么意义呢？
If I am very moved during the meeting,
如果我在聚会里面非常的感动
and then I go home,
然后我回家
and then the feeling fades away,
然后这个感觉慢慢慢慢淡下去
and then next week I come to the meeting,
下一周我又来聚会
and then I am moved by something else,
我又被别的东西感动到
and then the feeling fades away again,
然后感动的感觉慢慢又淡下去
then what is happening to me?
我这个人有什么改变？
Nothing.
什么都没变了。
And I can be like this forever.
我可以这样持续的一直到永远。
Every week I can come to the meeting.
每一周我来到聚会。
And every week I can be touched.
每一周我都可以在聚会里被摸着。
And every week this feeling can fade away.
但每一周这样的感觉也慢慢淡下去。
And then I am never changed.
我这个人永远没被改变过。
And then maybe in a few weeks I completely forget what I heard.
或者几周之后我完全忘了我听到什么。
If this is the case, this is time wasted.
如果在我们身上是这样的话，所有的时间都是浪费掉的。
Yeah, so we can see here in Acts.
我们可以看到这里在使徒行传。
For the people who were cut to the heart, they changed.
那些觉得扎心的人，他们真的变了。
they did not let the feeling fade away.
他们没有让这扎心的感觉慢慢就过去了。
Or I would say they were unable to let this feeling fade away.
或者我要说他们不能够让这个感觉就过去了。
They could not ignore it.
他们根本没有办法忽略这个感觉。
They had to respond.
他们必须要来回应。
Because they were cut to the heart.
因为他们觉得扎心。
Yeah, I think we actually may find ourselves in this situation sometimes.
我希望我们都能够找到自己在这样情况里面。
Yeah, sometimes we may hear a very powerful message.
很多时候我们听到一个很有力的信息。
And maybe I think this message really does cut to my heart.
我们也觉得这个信息真的扎到我的心了。
Yeah, but then what?
然后呢？
Or what's next?
之后怎么样呢？
What am I supposed to do after I hear this message?
我听到这篇信息之后，我要做什么呢？
Because I don't think the speaker gives us this message just for us to do nothing and then forget it.
我想讲传信息的弟兄们绝对不是让我们听到之后什么都不做然后就忘记。
Yeah, so then what should we do?
所以我们要来问我们该做什么呢？
Yeah, I think sometimes maybe we don't know what to do, so we do nothing.
很多时候我想我们不知道我们要做什么所以我们就什么都不做。
And I try my best to ignore this feeling inside.
我用尽全力我要把这样的感觉放在一边。
Or maybe I really feel so moved inside.
或者我真的里面觉得感动。
And I feel like I just have to do something.
我真的觉得我需要做一些事。
But I don't know what I should do though.
但我不知道要做什么。
So I just do what I think a good Christian should do.
所以我就做我觉得好基督徒该做什么。
Or I do what seems to satisfy myself.
或者我做那些能满足我的事情。
Yeah, but we can look at what the people here in Acts do.
但我们要看使徒行传这里这些人的反应是什么。
They ask a very important question.
他们问了一个非常重要的问题。
They say, men and brethren, what shall we do?
弟兄们，我们当做什么呢？
If you remember, when Paul was on the road to Damascus, he also asked a similar question.
如果我们记得保罗在大马色的路上，他也问过一样的问题。
He asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
他说，主啊，你要我做什么？
Yeah,If we do not want to waste any more time,
如果我们真的不要再浪费时间
and I really want the Lord to change me,
我真的希望主你来改变我
then I must come to him,
所以我必须来到他的面前
and ask him, what should I do?
问主，主啊，我要做什么？
Yeah, I cannot just ignore this feeling.
我们不能够忽略这样的感觉。
And I cannot just go off and do whatever I want.
我也不能够然后就去做我觉得我想做的事。
We must be serious to seek the Lord.
我们必须很认真的来寻求主。
And ask him, Lord, what should I do?
来问主，主啊，我当做什么？
Or Lord, what are you telling me?
我说主啊，你要对我说什么？
Lord, please speak to me.
主啊，求你对我说。
Because I do not want to stay the same.
因为我不要做一个不改变的人。
I want to be changed.
我要被你改变。
Yeah, so coming back to my original question.
我想回到我一开始的问题。
Yeah, I asked, when was the last time you were cut to the heart?
我问到上一次你觉得扎心是什么时候？
Then maybe I can rephrase this question.
或者我重新来问一下。
When was the last time the Lord spoke to you?
上一次主对你说话是什么时候？
And when was the last time the Lord changed you?
上一次主真的改变你这个人是什么时候？
Yeah, if it was a long time ago.
如果这是很久之前的事了。
Then what have I been doing all this time?
那我在这段时间到底在做什么呢？
Yeah, so we need to consider how much has the Lord changed me.
我们需要来看主到底改变我这个人多少。
Yeah, and if I find that I am not being changed very much.
如果我发现我这个人没有被改变多少。
Or it seems like I am not usually cut to the heart.
或者我常常没有觉得扎心。
Then we should ask ourselves this question.
那我们就需要问自己一个问题。
How come I am not cut to the heart?
我为什么从来不觉得扎心？
Or why am I not changed?
为什么我没被改变？
Yeah, because we do not want to waste our time coming to the meeting.
因为我们不想来到聚会里面再浪费时间。
And we should not be comfortable being in this cycle.
我们也不能够在这样的循环里面很舒服的过日子。
Every time I come to a meeting, I feel very moved.
每一次来到聚会里面我都很感动。
And after the meeting, I forget it.
聚会结束之后我就忘了。
Yeah, so we should seriously consider for ourselves.
所以我们需要对自己很认真。
Am I cut to the heart?
我是否真的觉得扎心？
Yeah, that's my thing.
这就是我今天要交通。
我今天想交通一下我最近关于祷告的一点感觉。
I want to share something about prayer today.
我们有一个很深的习惯，就是一遇见逃不走的环境，我们的第一个反应就是我自己能做什么。
We have a very deep habit. Every time we encounter some circumstances we cannot avoid, we will ask, "What can I do?"
其实无非是两种想法，要么觉得自己可以，要么觉得自己不行。
There are two different thoughts. One, I cannot do anything. One is I can do something.
觉得自己可以，我就咬咬牙上；觉得自己不行，就上胆了。
I feel I'm able to do something, I'll try my best to do something. When I feel I can't, I just feel discouraged.
我听了福音之后才知道还有一条路可以走，就是祷告神。
After I heard the gospel, and I know there is a third way, and we can pray to the Lord.
但我这种凡事靠自己的反应，
But this response, everything I rely on myself.
在我信主有一段时间之后才有了一点点的改变。
I was changed just a little bit after a long time I believed in the Lord.
我试着去祷告，把我心里一件件的事，一个个的担子放在主的脚前。
I try to pray to the Lord everything by everything and every burden.
因为我越来越发现我自己是担当不住自己的重担。
And more and more I feel I'm not able to bear my own burden.
我想我们首先需要看到的是我们真的需要主。
I believe the first thing we must see is that we really need the Lord.
绝对不是因为头脑受了教育而知道我们需要主。
It's absolutely not that we're taught we need the Lord.
这其实是最基本的。
This is very fundamental.
但也是需要被主开启的。
But it's something the Lord needs to illuminate us.
我想一个人能对自己需要主有多少的认识，这个人才有多依靠主。
I believe that once a person understands I need the Lord, he starts to know the Lord.
神在用我们生活上的事来教我们。
The Lord is using everything in our life to teach us.
我们无法满足自己的需要。
We can't satisfy our own needs.
无论是个人的还是聚会的都满足不了。
Individual or corporately, we cannot do that.
我们对需要主这件事有了认识之后，
After we have some understanding that I need the Lord.
我想首先的一个反应就是一个人会在神面前自卑。
I believe the first response is that the person will be humble before the Lord.
第二个就是会有祷告的负担。
And the second is prayer with a burden.
我们一起读一下路加福音十八章十到十四节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 10.
路加福音十八章十到十四节。有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天都不敢，也不敢，只垂着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Luke chapter 18 verse 10 to 14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank you that I'm not like this other man, extortioner, unjust, adulterer, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
我们读到这里，其实最容易的是去学这个税吏的祷告。
When we read here this passage, the easiest way for us is just to learn his behavior.
我们听到或者读到别人的祷告，我们就会去学。
When we heard some other's prayer and we learn their prayer,
用在自己的祷告里。
We apply to our own prayers.
就好像上课会做作业记笔记一样。
It's like in the classroom we write down all the notes.
但是模仿别人祷告是没有用的。
And we imitate other people's prayer is useless.
因为那不是从你心里来，而是从你头脑里出来的。
Because that's not from the bottom of your heart, but it's from head knowledge.
就算你跟这个税吏在一样的环境当中，
And even though you're in the same circumstances as this tax collector,
就算你的祷告跟这个税吏是一模一样的，
And even your prayer is exactly the same as the tax collector,
但是你对自己需要主的认识，也许还是跟这个法利赛人一样。
But your understanding of needing the Lord might be the same as the Pharisee.
主在这里注意到的是一个人是否降卑了自己。
The Lord is paying attention to someone. Are you humble yourself?
但是我想没有一个罪人是会真的是一开始就会降卑自己的。
But I believe that non-sinners from the beginning know how to humble himself.
罪人会的只有自高。
The sinner can only exalt himself.
这里的自卑也绝对不是跟别人比较所产生的。
Here, humbling yourself is not by comparing yourself with other people.
而是因为神把我的卑贱、我的不行显露出来了。
It's by God enlightening, illuminating my filthiness.
与人的比较所产生的自卑只会让人消沉。
If you compare yourself with other people and this feel inferiority sense, you can only make you discouraged.
沉浸在自己里面。
You fall into yourself.
而从神光照而来的自卑是让人不得不转向神的。
But this illumination from God, it will force you to turn back to Him.
在被神光照之前没有一个人是懂得自卑的。
Before we are illuminated by God, no one knows how to humble himself.
第二个是负担。
The second is burden.
我想我们都读过要切切的祈求，要随时多方祷告祈求。
I believe we all read that we need to pray exceedingly and the praying all with all prayer and supplication.
而我感觉负担也是从神的开启来的。
And the burden comes from God.
不是你分析出来的。
It's not by your analyze.
有了负担，不需要人提醒，你就会开始祷告了。
If you have burden, you don't need other people to remind you, and you will pray.
而且绝不只是在聚会当中。
And not only just in the gathering.
而是在任何时候，你都会想对主说话。
And every time you want to speak to the Lord.
我想我们年长弟兄许多次会提到要先求他的国和他的义。
I believe our elder brothers many times mentioned we need to seek first his kingdom.
我之前听到这句话，我就试着这样祷告。
Previously, I heard this message and tried to pray in the same way.
我行为神的旨意，为神的家求。
I pray for God's house and for God's will.
然后祷告完了，哇，我终于可以为我自己的事祷告了。
And after I finished that prayer, now finally I can pray for myself.
我会在吃饭之前祷告，我会在开车前祷告。
I will just pray before a meal. I'll pray before driving.
但是我发现，我有时候在谢饭时脱口而出的是求主保守我开车。
But I found sometimes, before eating my meal, what slips out of my mouth is, "Lord, keep my safety when driving."
我在方向盘前脱口而出的是求主洁净我吃的食物。
My prayer before the wheel is for the Lord to cleanse my food.
没有负担，但是硬在那里祷告。
If you don't have a burden, but you still pray mechanically, that's called hypocrisy.
在使徒行传十二章那里，教会在受着迫害。
In Acts chapter 12, the church is under persecution.
约翰的弟兄雅各也殉道。
James, John's brother, he was martyred.
然后彼得也被抓了。
And Peter was captured.
那个时候，彼得被囚在监里，教会却切切的祷告神。
That time Peter was kept in the prison.But constant prayer was offered to him.
这切切的祷告神是不停的祷告。
By the church, this constant prayer is to pray constantly.
而且似乎是有好几天都是如此。
And for a few days and keep this prayer.
我想他们会一直祷告直到神做事才停。
I believe that they keep praying until the Lord do things.
甚至在深夜彼得都睡觉了弟兄姊妹还在为他祷告。
Even during the midnight, Peter was asleep, and the brothers and sisters kept praying for him.
然后我们读到神所做的超乎教会所求所想的。
And then we read that what the Lord did is beyond we can understand and comprehend.
因为他们看到彼得回来的时候，他们就甚惊奇。
When they see that Peter came back, they were all astonished.
他们竟然宁愿相信那是天使在门口。而不愿相信是彼得在门口。
They would even rather believe the angel was outside the door than Peter himself.
有弟兄交通到，他们那时候都不清楚该怎么求。
Some brother mentioned that the brother and sister didn't even know how to pray.
因为他们其实也不清楚神在这样的环境中要做什么事情。
Because they didn't know in such circumstances what the Lord would do.
前面雅各被杀了。
James was martyred.
那神是不是也要彼得殉道呢？
And would Peter be martyred as well?
在这样的环境中，我们要祷告是求神的旨意成就。
In this circumstances, our prayer is to pray the Lord's will be done.
虽然我们可能真的不知道神为什么让一些事情发生。
Even though we don't quite understand why God allowed something to happen.
我们也不知道神要借着这件事完成什么。
And we don't understand what God wants to accomplish.
但是我们顺服神所要做的。
But we can surrender under God's will.
因为他的旨意一定是好的。
But His will is good.
我觉得他们一定不是无所谓。
I believe those people are not just take it casually.
我们的态度如果是主啊，你随便，我怎么样都可以。
If we told the Lord, Lord, do whatever you want, I'm all okay with it.
那肯定不是真的顺服。
That is absolutely not surrender.
而是不在意，是没有负担。
You just ignore. You don't have a burden.
没有负担，祷告是虚假的。
If you don't have a burden and you pray, that's hypocrisy.
神是不会听的。
God will never hear your prayer.
他们当然愿意彼得被救了。
Of course, they want Peter to be freed, delivered.
但是愿神成就他的旨意。
But may the Lord's will be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神赐给我们负担。
Brothers and sisters, we need to pray to the Lord, give me burden.
我们要真实的祷告。
We need to truly pray.
也要主 听我们祷告的经历。
And also we need to have the experience that the Lord heard my prayer.
我们想想那时教会在圣经期之后得着了什么。
Consider it. That time the church, what did they gain?
他们把荣耀归给神。
They gave all the glory to God.
而且他们的信心更加被建立。
And their faith was established.
以后只会更有力的祷告。
In the future, they will pray more earnestly.
我前一阵子读到以弗所书。
Previously, I read the book of Ephesians.
里面有好几处是保罗在讲自己的祷告。
There are a few passages mentioned Paul's own prayer.
我读其中一个地方，以弗所书第一章16-19节。
Let's just read one part, Ephesians chapter 1:16-19.
祷告的时候常提到你们。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mentions of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power.
你读到这些话的时候你的反应是什么
When you read this, what's your response?
我的反应是我要。
My response is, I want it.
这是我所要的。
This is what I want.
我发现我以前读这些地方都没有这样子的反应。
I found previously when I read this passage, I didn't have this response.
保罗在这里不是为自己求而是为别人在求。
Paul did not pray for himself, but for other people.
我发现我很多时候连我自己的事情都记不起来向主祷告。
I find sometimes even my own stuff, my own issue, I can't remember to pray to the Lord.
更不用说为别人祷告。
Let alone other people's.
一个人知道怎么为别人求，肯定是以前自己求过的。
If someone knows how to pray for others, and he had already prayed for himself.
弟兄姊妹，你是怎么为自己属灵的光景祷告的呢
？Brothers and sisters, how do you pray for your own spiritual condition?
许多人都觉得自己需要对主有更真实的经历。
A lot of people feel that I need more real experience of the Lord.
眼睛需要被打开。
My eyes need to be open.
但是我们真的要吗
？But do I really want it?
真的有求吗
？Do I really pray for it?
还是只是在学别人的祷告
？Or I just imitated other people's prayer?
我觉得我们对于这一点要对自己诚实。
I believe this point, we need to be very honest to ourselves.
问题我都问过了，道理我也都听过了。
I already asked the questions, I know all the knowledge.
但是发现，到最后发现我对我自己的光景，对自己的肉体是无能为力的。
But to the end, I found I can do nothing for my own spiritual condition and my flesh.
我没有办法做什么事情让我自己去爱主。
I cannot do anything to force myself to love the Lord.
在你自己真的想改变之后，
After you really want to change,
就要像那个税吏一样
We will like the tax collector.
求主开恩可怜我这个罪人
We pray to the Lord have mercy on me, the sinner.
不然我们在地上的日子就是在一个个循环里面
Otherwise, our life on the earth is in the eternal cycle.
一个生命上没有任何改变的 cycle 里面
It's a cycle that your life will never be changed.
因着祷告主会在我们生命中切断这个循环
Through prayer, God will cut down the cycle in our life.
对，它可以 cut down the cycle.
The cut down the cycle in our life.
不只是我们自己，我们的聚会也实在需要更强的祷告。
Not only ourselves, our gatherings need stronger prayers.
为别人有负担祷告不是一件容易的事。
To pray for other people with a stronger burden is not easy thing.
但实在是一件必要的事。
But it's something very necessary.
我觉得作为一个在神家里的人，你不可能不为别人祷告。
I believe as the children of God in the church, you can't pray for you will not.Pray for other people.
当然可能你得救了，但只是地位上在神的家里。
Maybe you are saved and you only have the position you are in the house of God.
你的心却不在这里。
But your heart is somewhere else.
我觉得在我们经历到主听祷告之前
，I believe before we have experienced the Lord hearing my prayer.
我们为别人为聚会的祷告是强不起来的。
If my prayer for other people for their church cannot be strong.
最后有一句让我印象很深的经文，在以赛亚书45:11。
There's one verse left a deep impression on me. That's in Isaiah chapter 45.
耶和华以色列的圣者，就是造就以色列的，如此说：将来的事，你们可以问我；至于我的种子，并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。原文作吩咐我。
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11. That saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the works of my hands, you command me.
神给我们是多么大的权柄。
How great privilege the Lord gave us.
他竟然给我们在他的工作上有分。
The Lord gave us portion in his own work.
我想我对这句话认识的太少了。
I have very little understanding of this verse.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹都被提醒。
But I hope brothers and sisters all be reminded.
我们奉耶稣基督的名向神祷告不是一件小事。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ to God. It's not a small thing.
神的话不会改变。
The Lord's word will never change.
他对祷告的应许也不会改变。
The promises of the prayer will never change.
我就分享到这里。
I'll stop my sharing here.
好，弟兄姊妹，我今天愿意与大家交通一个题目，叫做赎回光阴，或是爱惜光阴。
Brothers and sisters, my topic today is to redeem the time.
我们读一处，我们先读一处圣经，哥林多后书第六章。
Let's first read Second Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章的一到二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2.
我们与神同工的也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
We then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in the acceptable time I have heard you.In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
这边有一个词叫做徒受恩典。
So here's the phrase, receive the grace in vain.
徒受恩典其实就是浪费恩典。
Receive the grace in vain equals with the grace.
也就是说神有预备恩典。但是我们这个人却没有去支取它。
It's to say God prepared the grace, but we did not receive it.
我想我先不管那个加州的火灾的一些争议性的事情。
We just forgot about some arguments regarding the wildfire in LA.
对，假设在一个情形里面，神供应很多的水。
Let's say if God provided a lot of water.
啊，但是我们让这些水呢全部流失。
But we waste all the water.
等到需要用的时候呢，却没有任何的这些能够使用。
But when we need the water, we don't have no stored water.
所以在我们平常日子里面，神预备了许多的恩典。
So in our normal days, God prepared a lot of grace.
但我们全部让它流失，全部浪费。
But we just wasted all of them.
等到神要用我们成为恩典的管道的时候，没有。
But when God needs to use us as a channel of grace, we don't have anything.
所以我们要小心一个事情，求主让我们警醒，不要浪费主给要给我们的恩典。
So take heed, do not waste the grace from God.
然后在保罗的感觉里面，他说这个事情也跟时间有关系。
In Paul's sense, it is also related to time.
他说，其实呢，这个领受恩典呢，你不需要等，现在就是那个时间，现在就是那个日子。
He said, you do not need to wait. Now is the time. And today is the day.
对，他说现在就是悦纳的日子了，现在就是那个拯救的日子。
Today is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation.
也就是说，不管环境的顺利或是艰难，
regardless of either your circumstances good or bad.
对，不管这个人的心情是好或是坏，
your emotion is up or down.
不管我们现在是健康或是疾病，
if you're sick or you're healthy.
我们趁这个时间就可以相信，就可以领受神的恩典。
And today is the time for you to believe and receive the grace.
对，许多时候我们人有拖延症。
Sometimes we as a person, we all procrastinate.
对，就我们做事情会拖。
We all delay everything.
我们 连对于领受主的恩典也在拖。
And even regarding the matter received in grace of God, we procrastinate.
啊，等我考完试有空。
I'll wait until I finish my exam.
等我小孩长大一点。
Until my kids are older.
等我工作不忙，等我这个。等我有空的时候
，until my job is less busy and I have more free time，
或是等我在退休之后呢，我再好好来追求主
，or maybe after my retirement I start to pursue the Lord。
我们可以一拖，真的可以一拖，就是二十年、三十年。
And you can delay and 20 and 30 years just pass。
经过这么长的时间呢，我们仍然不知道我这一份在主面前是什么。
After such a long time, you still don't know what is your portion。
也就是说，如果我们不改变的话。
It's also to say if you don't change.
对，十年、二十年可以拖。
10 years and 20 years you can procrastinate.
你在往后十年、二十年还是可以拖。
In the future, 10 years, 20 years, you can still do the same thing.
对，到了最后结果啊，一生我都不晓得我在主面前这一份到底是什么。
And the end result, before you die, you don't know what's your portion, the part.
所以我们接受这个保罗的他的一个警戒，叫我们不要浪费。神给我们的恩典。
So we need to receive the warning from Paul. Do not waste the grace.
我们再来读两处的圣经，诗篇九十篇。
Let's also read Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇的第十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
诗篇九十篇十二节，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
就数算自己的日子，叫我们得着智慧的心。
Number our days and we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们再翻到以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的十五到十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17.
以弗所书第五章十五到十七。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So then that you walk circumspectly, not as the fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
他这边有讲到智慧人跟糊涂人。
So here speaks of two different people, the fools and the wise.
对，那个糊涂人就是没有智慧。
The fools means you don't have wisdom.
并且今天的世代非常的邪恶，我们要警醒。
And also today is the evil days. You need to take heed.
不要让我们变成一个没有智慧的一个糊涂人。
Do not become someone who are fool.
所以这边讲到爱惜光阴。
So here talks about redeeming the time.
对，这个光阴啊，有三方面的意思。
So time has three backs of meaning.
一个就是讲到时间，就讲到我们的年、月、日，我们的日子。
The first that talks about the time, your years, the months and days.
然后这边也可以讲到是机会。
It also can be understand as opportunity.
也就是说，我们碰到一些学业上的困难。
So when you encounter some difficulties in your study.
一些前途上面的一些的决定，比如说找工作
，some decisions about your future, like looking for a job.
啊，碰到一些我们身体上的软弱
，your sickness in your body.
或是接受弟兄姊妹的一些的提醒
，or we receive some warnings or reminders from brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，每一个这些事件呢，都是神给我们的机会。
Brothers and sisters, every matter is the opportunity from God.
然后这个时间呢，也有另外一个意思是。Season 就是那个季节的意思。
The time also means season.
也就是说，当我们这个人在学生的时代是一个 season.
That is to say, when you're a student, that's a season for you.
我们单身的时候呢，也是一个 season.
When you're single, that's a season.
当孩子小的时候呢，也是 season.
When your kids are little, that's a season.
对，有的时候这些的，我们也知道，我们当学生就。当过之后呢，就不会再回去当学生。
We all understand that after the time of being a student, you can never return.
或是说，小孩子小的时候呢，他那个时间过去了，就回不去了。
After the time your kids being little, after that you can't return.
所以，在这个爱惜光阴或是赎回光阴这个事情里面，它有时间、有机会、 也有这个 season 的意思。
So regarding the matter of redeeming the time has three different meanings, the time and the season and opportunity.
然后在这个赎回呢也有三方面的意思。
And redeeming also have three different aspects of meanings.
中文这边有一个爱词就是它就是宝贵珍惜的意思。
To cherish and treasure.
因为刚才我也讲过当我们日子一天一天过去
I just mentioned and a day passed by.
也许比如说我来的时候来美国二十多岁。
And the time when I came to America, I was only 20 some years old.
对经过了30 40 50这些时间不会再回来了。
After 20, 30, 40 years, the time will never return.
我们 要宝贵珍惜在主面前还有这些的年日。
We need to cherish and treasure, we still have time before the Lord.
然后在赎回呢里面呢它有一个意思是付代价的意思。
And redeeming also have a meaning that you pay with a price.
也就是说有一个这个赎哈就是有个东西你付了代价付了一些价值把它赎回来。
So redeem means there is something and you buy it, you take it back by paying a price.
对这也是我今天信息要讲的重点。
This is also the focus and the key of message.
然后赎回还有另外一个事就是把它带离一个地方。
Redeeming also means bringing out of some situation.
在保罗所写的这边他是讲到说叫我们从邪恶的世代脱离出来。
So Paul, his message, tells us to be delivered from the evil days.
也就是说当我们在赎回我们的光阴的时候我们是脱离这个世界的捆绑。
So、when we redeem our time, we're freed and delivered from the bondage of this world.
因为很多时候我们世界上的人也在讲要好好利用时间。
And some worldly and earthly people, they all say that take advantage of their time.
对很多世界公司里面的 CEO, 他们早上四点钟就起床。
A lot of CEOs in the companies, they wake up in the 4 o'clock a.m.
对他们在好像在世界上的事情上面用他们的时间。
They focus and use their time for the earthly stuff.
但是我们这边不一样。
But we are different.
我们是脱离这个世界这个邪恶的世界它的那个价值它的追求。
We're delivered from this evil world, from this value system.
愿意付代价。
And we are willing to pay for a price.
宝贵神所给我们的机会。
And we cherish and treasure the opportunities that God gives us.
脱离这些世界的影响。
And to be delivered from the influences of the world.
好好用我们的时间和机会来认识主来服侍他。
To use your time, use your opportunity to serve the Lord, seek the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹浪费时间就是浪费主的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, waste the time is to waste the grace of the Lord.
如果我们今天仍然轻看主给我们的时间轻看主给我们的机会轻看主给我们的 season 的话我想我们太糊涂了。
If you still belittle the time, the opportunities and the season that God gives you, you're a fool.
有时候时间过得很快。
Sometimes the time passes really fast.
我可以看一个年轻人他从高中的freshman 经过四年到成了 senior。
I know some like young people from the high school student now all of a sudden he's a senior in a college.
对大学也是如此。
And the university is the same.
我可以看着或者你自己也看着你自己从大学第一年马上就要面临毕业。
Or just take a look at yourself. And you're a freshman like a few days before and now you're already senior.
我也看着弟兄姊妹受浸。
I saw brother and sister got baptized.
经过一年
after a year,
五年
five years,
十年
ten years,
时间这样过去了
time just passed.
请问我们的改变在哪里
Let me ask a question, where is your change?
真的这是很可怕的事情。
This is very scary.
四年过去了。
Four years passed.
五年过去了。
Five years passed.
十年过去了。
Ten years passed.
真的就这样过去了。
It really passed.
但我对主的认识有增加多少呢
?It's your understanding of the Lord being increased.
甚至有时候有的基督徒他的改变是越来越对主冷淡。
Maybe sometimes a lot of Christians, their changes are being colder and colder toward the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹我们当我们这样看的时候我们心中都觉得可惜。
So brothers and sisters, when we see this situation, we all feel sad.
对你想想看当我们的神看我们的时候他怎么看。
Think about when our God, when He looks at us, what does He look at us?
他出了重价帮我们买赎出来，救我们成为神家的儿女。
He redeemed us with a high price and being a children of God.
他看着我们的时间一年过去。
He saw our time just 1 year pass.
三年过去。
3 years pass.
七八年、十年过去。
7, 8, 10 years pass.
他说我出了重价把这个人买赎出来。
And he said, I paid a high price to buy this person.
他浪费一年，再浪费一年，再浪费一年。
He wasted a year.
你想想看，我们的神是怎么想的
？Think about it. How does our God think about it?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有个感觉，我们不要把主的恩典漏掉。
So brother and sister, we need to have a sense. Don't waste the grace of God.
甚至，如果愿意，我们能够，如果我们需要付代价。
Even if you're willing, you desire to pay a price.
就算付代价，我也不要把主的恩典漏掉。
Even by paying a price, I will not lose the grace of God.
就算付怎么样的代价，我得求主让我在一年、在三年、在五年，在他面前有那个价值、有价值的改变。
Whatever price I may pay, I want to gain this valuable change experience from God for a year, 3 years, 5 years.
所以有时候我们想一想
，Think about it.
那有的时候信主了一年三年，我们可能连圣经一遍都没有读过。
You believe in the Lord for a year and 3 years, even you haven't read the Bible for a time.
啊，我们信主十年了。
You believe in the Lord for 10 years.
好像一想想，好像主在我身上没有办法借着我带领任何一个人信主。
And God cannot use me to lead another person to believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样子下去的话
，Brother and sister, if you keep being like this,
你觉得我这个人可能可以成为得胜者吗
？How do you think you can be an overcomer?
不可能的
，Absolutely not.
弟兄姊妹，我并不是说你读圣经读两遍就得胜了，或是你带一个人信主就得胜，我不是这个意思。
Brother and sister, I'm not saying that reading your Bible for twice and you will be an overcomer. You lead a person to believe in the Lord, you are an overcomer.
对，而是我们需要在主面前，每一个人都需要在主面前警醒。
But every person we need to be take heed before the Lord.
对，求主光照。
And pray the Lord illuminate me.
如果我继续这样子下去而没有任何改变的话
，If I keep doing the same thing and not being changed,
我可以再继续。下面的十年、二十年，我恐怕不可能成为得胜者。
I can keep going this for 10 years, 20 years. I will never be an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，神何等的愿意每一个弟兄姊妹、每一个基督徒都得胜。
Brother and sister, how much the Lord want every individual Christian be an overcomer?
他一个愿意的人，我相信，我深深相信，他一定赐下够用的恩典。让这个人可以得胜。
For everyone who is willing, I believe the Lord will give you sufficient grace for you to overcome.
对，今天的关键，我们是否可以不浪费主给我们的恩典
？The key today is that we don't waste the grace of the Lord.
就算付代价，我也要得着主的恩典。
I will gain the grace of God.
有一天，我想弟兄姊妹知道，我们上班的人。
I think brothers and sisters all know, a working person.
对，就是上班的人，他必须在每天要正常的话，就每天要上班要工作一到五。
You work from Monday to Friday, 5 days.
对，有时候我就感觉，哇，这个我怎么在王面前过生活？因为我要上班。
Sometimes I feel, how do I live before the Lord, before the King, if I have a job?
对，上班的时候要开会，要写程序。这个就是你心思必须在你的工作上面。
I need to go to the meetings and write the code. I need to focus on my work.
其实主也教导我。
So the Lord also teaches me.
对你忙是忙，但是你在中间，因为你现在在家上班嘛，你有一些比较有一些弹性。
Yes, you are working from home, but you have a job. You are working from home. You have some flexibility.
对你有时候就离开你的工作，你在主面前五分钟或是十分钟安静一下。
You can take away like 5 minutes or 10 minutes break and quiet down yourself before the Lord.
有一天我在这么做的时候，我去房间里面想要安静一下。
One day I was doing this, I went to my bedroom, I want to quiet down myself.
那天突然主让我想到那个但以理。
And that day, the Lord reminded me of Daniel.
我们读两处的但以理书。
Let's read two passages in Daniel.
我们先翻到但以理书的第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书的第九章的一到三节。
Daniel chapter 9, 1 to 3.
但以理书第九章一到三节。
Daniel 9, 1 to 3.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌。 立为迦勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数七十年为满，我便禁食，披麻蒙灰，定意向主神祈祷恳求。
In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus of the lineage of Medius, who was made king over the realm of Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the numbers of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
对，但以理是个以色列人。
So Daniel is an Israelite.
然后他被掳到巴比伦,
he was captured to Babylon.
然后后来呢, 他在巴比伦做了官。
Afterwards, he was a governor in Babylon.
这个地方是他在大利乌王的第一年的发生的事情。
So, here the thing happened in the first year of Darius.
他那个时候呢, 他眼睛被打开。
That time his eyes were opened.
他虽然被掳,
even he was captured.
但他看见一个神的应许,
he saw a promise of the Lord.
就是被掳70年, 满足的时候呢, 以色列人要有一些人归回到耶路撒冷。
After the 70 years of desolation was accomplished, some people in Israel, they will return.
当他有这个看见跟负担之后呢, 他就迫切地祷告。
When he saw this vision and burden, he prayed earnestly.
他禁食,
he fast.
披麻蒙灰,
and put on sackcloth and ashes.
在主面前认罪恳求,
and repent and pray before the Lord.
然后我们再读第六章,
let's turn to chapter 6.
这个比较长, 我就先只读中文。
I'll just only read Chinese.
但以理书的第六章的一到十二节。
Daniel chapter 6, 1 to 12.
对，但以理书的六章一到十二节， 我只念中文， 请英文， 读英文的同时也自己看一下。 也请英文。
Oh, yeah, English you'll just read.
对，我们读但以理书第六章一到十二节， 只念中文哈， 然后英文请自己读。 大利乌随心所愿， 立120个总督治理通国，又在他们以上立总长三人，但以理在其中，使总督在他们三人面前回复事务，免得王受亏损。因这但以理有美好的灵性，遂显然超乎其余的总长和总督，王又想立他治理通国。那时总长和总督寻找但以理误国的把柄，为要参他， 只是找不着他的错误过失，因他忠心办事，毫无错误过失。那些人便说，我们要找参这但以理的把柄，除非在他神的律法中就寻不着。于是总长和总督纷纷聚集来见王说，愿大利乌王万岁。国中的总长、钦差、总督、谋士和巡抚彼此商议， 要立一条坚定的禁令，三十日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，就必扔在狮子坑中。王啊，现在求你立这禁令，加盖玉玺，使禁令绝不更改。照马太和波斯人的例是不可更改的。于是大利乌王立这禁令，加盖玉玺。第十节， 但以理知道这禁令盖了玉玺，就到自己家里。他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。 那些人就纷纷聚集，见但以理在他神面前祈祷恳求，他们便进到王前提王的禁令说，王啊，30日内不拘何人，若在王以外或向神或向人求什么，必被扔在狮子坑中。王不是在这禁令中盖了玉玺吗？王回答说，实有这事，照马代和波斯人的例是不可更改的。后来但以理就被扔在狮子坑里。
Afterwards, Daniel was thrown into the den of lions.
那经过了一整夜。
After a whole night.
到了第十九节，我想就念21到23。
From 21 to 23.
但以理对王说，愿王万岁，我的神差遣使者封住狮子的口，叫狮子不伤我，因我在神面前无辜，我在王面前也没有行过亏损的事。王就甚喜乐，吩咐人将但以理从坑里系上来。于是但以理从坑里被系上来，身上毫无伤损，因为信靠他的神。
Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. May God send his angel and shut the lion's mouth, so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out from the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God.
那一天哈，当我在神默想的时候，主给我一个感觉。
That day when I meditated and God gave me a sense.
这个但以理呢，他是全巴比伦国的三总长之一。
This Daniel, he was one of the top three governors.
他可能是第一名，对，可能是第一个。
Maybe he's the number one governor.
你想想看哦，当一个人他要处理总管全国的事务的时候，他是多么的忙碌。
Think about it, when someone who is in charge of the national affairs and how busy he is.
好像全国的那个事情呢，就好像都这个压在这个人的身上。
Everything of that nation falls on his shoulder.
所以神给我一个感觉，但以理比我这个上班族忙碌的多了。
So God gave me a sense, Daniel was busier, much busier than myself.
而且不止如此。
Not only so.
你发现哈，他周围的人全部都想害他。
And you found all the people around him, they want to kill him.
他们因着这个嫉妒的缘故呢，就想办法要找他的把柄。
Because of jealousy, they want to find something to against Daniel.
他的环境不仅忙碌，而且他活在一个非常险恶的环境里面。
Not only he was busy and his circumstances was hostile.
但是感谢主，这位但以理他怎么过他的生活？
But pray the Lord, how did Daniel live his life?
他说他跟平常一样，每一天三次跪在主的面前来祷告。
As usual, three times prayed before the Lord and kneel down himself.
我不晓得他什么时候开始这样子，有这样一个学习。
I don't know when he started to practice this.
至少他在大利乌元年的时候，他眼睛被打开。
At least at the first year of Darius, he was opened.
他知道说神有一个心意，我们七十年满要归回的。
He knew God has a will. After 70 years was accomplished, we need to return.
所以他就把他那个窗户面向耶路撒冷窗户打开。
So he opened his window. That one is towards Jerusalem.
每天三次就在那边安静祷告。
And every day three times he prayed.
他照着他神所给他的一个负担，给他的一个看见，他在那边为着神的家祷告。
He prayed according to the burden and vision from the Lord for his house.
来感谢主，他在他忙碌的生活里面，在主面前有安静的时间。
Pray the Lord when he was very busy, he had some time to be quiet.
他可能，我们有时候也为自己祷告。
We sometimes also pray for ourselves.
对，这是好的。
This is good.
但是当我们读的时候，我们发现但以理他在为神的家，为神的旨意在那里祷告。
But when we read here, Daniel prayed for God's house and for God's will.
我想要表达一个是说，弟兄姊妹，当但以理知道他如果继续这样子做的话，他会被扔到狮子坑里。
So、what I want to say, brothers and sisters, Daniel knew that by keep doing this, he will be thrown into the den of lions.
他作为全国的第一首长，他最清楚了。
And as the number one governor, he knew that very clearly.
你一个命令盖了这个玉玺，绝对不可以更改。
The decree was signed and nothing can be changed.
你再祷告，你就下狮子坑。
If you keep praying, you will be thrown into the den of lions.
这是 命定就是定下来的一个结果。
That is something that's set.
结果圣经怎么记载？
So what did the Bible record?
他说当他知道了这个定下来的这个规定，
After he knew this rule,
他就跟平常一样，
As usual,
把窗户打开，
Open the window,
祷告，
And pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们把祷告看得太简单了。
Brother and sister, we so much belittle prayers.
这边有一个人，
Here is someone.
就算要他的命，他也要祷告。
Even I'll take her life, I still pray.
就算明天他要下狮子坑，
Even tomorrow will be thrown into the den of lions.
也比不上他来到主面前祷告的时间。
It's not better than to pray before the Lord.
他觉得这个祷告比他的命还宝贵。
The prayer is much better than his life.
弟兄姊妹，他珍惜他的机会。
Brother and sister, he cherished and treasured his opportunity.
就算假设明天没有机会。
Let's say tomorrow you won't have an opportunity.
我今天仍然要趁我最后能够有的机会为神的旨意好好来祷告。
Today I will take the opportunity to pray for God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有这种事情。
Brothers,
我们今天还没有遇到这种事情。
Brothers and sisters, we haven't encountered such matter yet.
但是我们应该对战役这个对祷告的宝贵能够扎我们的心啊。
But we need to be cut to the heart by Daniel's attitude towards prayer.
这边有个人看祷告比神的旨意比他的性命更重要。
Here's the person who cherished God's will and it's better than his own life.
那今天我们在干什么呢？
What are we doing today?
五分钟十分钟我们很吝啬。
5 minutes and 10 minutes, we don't even want to pray.
然后神的旨意在哪里？没有放在我们心里啊。
Where is God's will? It's not stored in our heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们但愿但以理这个事情成为我们的提醒，也成为我们的鼓励。
May Daniel's experience be a reminder and also encouragement to us.
在中国那个文革文化大革命的时间，
During the time of cultural revolution in China,
他们如果被关起来的人是不准祷告的。
When the people are put in jail, they were forbidden to pray.
因为可能那时候弟兄姊妹他们平常祷告就习惯讲出来。
Maybe that time, brother and sister were accustomed to pray out loud.
对，当他们被关起来的时候，
when they're in prison,
有时候他们心中祷告嘛。
They pray in their hearts.
对，祷告的时候不知不觉这个嘴唇也在讲，也在动。
And unconsciously, their lips are open that it's praying out loud.
然后那个狱卒可能就说，你在祷告。
And other people on the street, you're praying.
对，马上处罚。
I'll just punish you.
对呀。所以弟兄姊妹，很多有一些情形连祷告都很艰难。
Brother and sister, some circumstances it's really difficult even to pray.
但是我们今天没有这种艰难啊。
But today we don't have those circumstances.
但今天问题是在我们这个人身上。
But the problem lies in us.
但愿主帮助我们宝贵我们有这个祷告的机会和恩典。
May the Lord help us to treasure and cherish we have the opportunity to pray.
最近以前有时候我们也会有一种所谓的假设性的问题。
Like before we have some like questions of hypothesis questions.
Yeah, 对。就比如说如果我只能够再活三个月，或是说我明天就要离开了，我会怎么样？
If I can only live for another 3 months or tomorrow I will die, what should I do?
最近我不晓得为什么，我总觉得我可以比较能够深刻的感觉，如果我明天就不在的话。
And recently, I have a deeper understanding if I will be gone tomorrow.
对，就明天就离开了。
Tomorrow, I will depart from the world.
如果明天就死了。
If I die tomorrow.
我今天要做什么？
What do I do today?
有些死刑犯大吃一顿。
Some prisoners before death, they eat a big meal.
或是说我好好跟家人在一起。
We'll just spend time with my family members.
或是出去看一下大自然的风景。
Just go out to see the nature and the scenery.
弟兄姊妹，但以理他就是过着跟他平常一样的生活。
Brother and sister, Daniel lived a life as usual.
对，如果明天就要走了。
If today I depart,
我今天一样的生活。
I still live the same way.
因为我平常就活在主的面前。
I live before God every day, the same.
对，明天要走的话。
Tomorrow if I die.
今天来聚会，聚会。
Today I come to the meeting, I gather.
回家读圣经，读圣经。
I go back home, I read my Bible.
祷告，祷告。
And I pray to the Lord.
跟弟兄姊妹有交通，交通。
I fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
明天就走。
And tomorrow I die.
我发现但以理好像是这样的一个态度。
I find Daniel has the same attitude.
跟平常一样。
It's the same as usual.
因为他平常就是活在我王的面前。
And every day he lives before the king.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个强烈的心愿。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have a strong desire.
要经历主的祷告。
To experience the Lord hears my prayer.
要学习活在不住的祷告，切切的祷告的灵里面。
To live in the reality of a spirit of a constant prayer.
这是对我也是一个提醒。
This is also a reminder for myself.
就是我们一定要有一个真切的认识。
We need to have a real understanding.
我们的日子如何，我们的力量就如何。
Your strength will be the same as your days.
我们力量不够，没有办法给人恩典，是因为我们日子不对。
Well, your strength is not enough is because you don't have sufficient grace. Your days are wrong.
我不晓得但以理有没有向主祷告求他脱离狮子的手，狮子的口。
I don't know if Daniel prayed to the Lord to deliver him out of the lion's mouth.
但不管怎么样，我们看见一个神迹奇事施行在我们弟兄的身上。
But we saw a miracle happen on our brother.
一个饥饿的狮子呢，他的口打不开。
A hungry lion, his mouth was shut.
我们的神也保守我们弟兄的生活。
Our God prepared and protect our brother's life.
然后我们的神也听我们弟兄的祷告。
Our God heard the prayer of our brother.
70年之后把这些渔民带回到耶路撒冷。
In 70 years, God bring all the remnants back to Jerusalem.
对，我们的弟兄的祷告，他的生活，你看见他发出来的力量大有功效。
Our brother's life, our brother's prayer has a great power.
所以感谢主给我们一个心愿。
May God give us all a desire.
就像我们弟兄上礼拜交通的。
Like our brother shared last week.
对，是不是有人真的有一个美好的祷告的学习？
Is there anyone who has a wonderful experience of learning the prayer?
甚至可以医病。
And you can heal the sick.
或是为着某一个朋友祷告太难信主的人信主。
Or pray for a gospel friend and he believed in the Lord.
一个已经瘫在那边十年的人他能够起来。
A paralytic can get up after 10 years.
在听这种祷告。
And hear this prayer.
在祷告大有力量。
This prayer of great power.
在愿主兴起这样一个光景。
May God raise up this spiritual commission.
我刚刚讲的是我们要珍惜还有祷告的机会。
We need to cherish, we still have the opportunity to pray.
然后我现在我讲的其实很基本。
It's very fundamental.
我现在要讲那个读圣经的事情。
Now I want to share on reading the Bible.
我们翻到提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
我想我先念第九节哈。
Verse 9.
对不起第九跟第十节。
9-10.
你要赶紧的到我这里来，因为底马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我往铁萨伦家去了。格勒士往加拉太去，提多往达马太去。九跟十。
Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, has departed for Thessalonica, and Crescens for Galatia, and Titus for Dalmatia.
13-14. 我在特罗亚流于加布的那件外衣，你来的时候可以带来，那些书也要带来，更要紧的是那些疲倦。铜匠亚历山大多多的害我，主必照他所行的报应他，你也要防备他，因为他极力抵挡了我们的话。
Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at the Trellis when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works.
19-21. 问百基拉、雅居拉和阿尼瑟弗一家的人安，以拉都在哥林多住下了，特罗菲 特罗菲摩病了，我就留他在米利都，你要赶紧在冬天以前到我这里来，有友布罗、布田、利奴、格老迪亚和众弟兄都问你安。
Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus and Aristus, stay in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus' sake. Do your uttermost to come before winter. And a lot of greetings. You can read by yourself.
那个十三节的后半部。
The latter part of verse 13.
那些书要带来，更要紧的是那些疲倦。
And bring the books and the parchments, especially the parchments.
这些疲倦啊，或是书，很可能是旧约的圣经。
The books and parchments very possibly regard it's the Old Testament.
那疲倦是比较不会烂掉，比较会能够保存的一个方式。
The parchments are easy to be kept.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗所写的最后一卷书信。
Brother and sister, that's the last epistle from Paul.
在当时保罗的情形里面，他已经在面对他人生的末了了。
Paul was facing the last time of his life.
不仅如此，他在人生的末了，他是被可能像是锁链绑在一个罗马的地牢里面。
Not only so, he was imprisoned in chains.
不仅如此，有些人爱世界，远离主。
And some people love the world and depart from the Lord.
许多的人因为害怕逼迫的缘故，也离弃了保罗。
And many people afraid of persecution, they left Paul.
弟兄姊妹，在这种最艰难的环境里面，又面对我们人生的末了的时候，你会在想什么
？Brothers and sisters, in the most difficult circumstances, you are facing the end of your life. What would you think?
保罗说，天冷带点衣服，这是可以的。
And Paul said, bring some clothes because it's cold.
但是，请你把那些书，还有圣经的那些疲倦，请帮我带来。
But please bring the books and the parchments to me.
就像是保暖的衣服一样，是他觉得神的话是必需品。
God's word is like the clothes to keep you warm. That's a necessity for him.
许多弟兄姊妹不在他身旁。
Some brothers and sisters were not around Paul.
然后也有人离开主。
A lot of people depart from the Lord.
然后在一个很环境很恶劣的这个监牢里面。
A very difficult situation in the prison.
但我觉得主的话仍然很宝贵。
But I still treasure God's word.
我仍然愿意在这些艰难的情形里面一直来读到主的话。
I still want to keep reading God's word in the most difficult situation.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样在文革的时候
，Brothers and sisters, the same happened in Cultural Revolution.
圣经几乎被烧光了。
The Bibles were almost burned.
等到那个时期结束之后
，After that period of time,
哇，有的弟兄姊妹。能够看到企业的圣经，他们觉得何等宝贵啊。
Some brothers and sisters, they saw a few pages of the Bible, they so much treasure it.
他付了大的代价说 ,OK, 我骑脚踏车，我骑自行车两个钟头，我去抄一下你的圣经。
They paid a great price by riding the bike for 2 hours just to write down some Bible verses.
对，当有一些印好的圣经开始进到那个国内的弟兄姊妹面前的时候
，When some printed Bibles were imported into China and into the hands of brothers and sisters，
他们看到圣经，他们就流泪。
They saw the Bibles, they cried。
他们称这个书叫做宝书，宝贵的书。
They call this book as precious book。
弟兄姊妹，我们今天太容易了。
Brothers and sisters, our life is so easy today。
我家里面好多圣经。
In my home, I have many Bibles。
英文的、中文的。不同版本的
English versions, Chinese versions, and different versions.
但有谁能够像保罗一样的感觉？我觉得神的话宝贵。
But do we have anyone here have the same sense as Paul? I treasure the word of God.
我们今天有可能在一个情形里面，我觉得主的话我没有兴趣。
Very possibly we're in the situation I lose interest in God's word.
或是读主的话好像交作业。
I feel it's like assignment for me to read the word of God.
然后过了我信主一年、三年、五年，我对神的整个话语，连最基本的概念都很缺乏。
After believing in the Lord for a year, 3 years, 5 years, I'm still unfamiliar with the word of God.
对，我宁愿去看视频，我宁愿去打游戏，我宁愿做其他的活动， 我也不想翻开圣经。
I'd rather to look at the videos and play games and do some other things, would rather to read my Bible.
我们在浪费恩典。
We're wasting the grace.
我弟兄姊妹，这个是不正常的。
Brothers and sisters, this is abnormal.
我们求主改变我们。
We pray to God to change me.
保罗他有个感觉，主的话我一直读到死，我都需要主的话。
Paul had a sense, till my death, I need the word of God.
我们今天不要把这个事情看得太轻。
Don't belittle this today.
但愿我们有祷告的机会。
When we still have the opportunity to pray.
我们有认识神话语的机会。
We have the opportunity to know the word of God.
我们有来聚会的机会。
We have the opportunity to come to the meeting.
我刚念最后那个好多人名的地方。
The many people's greetings.
很多人的名字。弟兄姊妹的名字。
Many names of brothers and sisters.
他意思是说，保罗在他在监牢里面，他没有办法聚会的。
That meant when Paul was in prison, he couldn't gather with brothers and sisters.
他里面想到的是许多的弟兄姊妹。
He remembered a lot of brothers and sisters.
我绝对相信他如果有机会能够聚会，他宁不要他都要去聚会的。
I believe that if he still had an opportunity to gather, he will go together even he died.
对，我们今天聚会其实很容易嘛。
And today it's so easy for us to meet here.
对，我们弟兄的提醒很好。
Our brother's reminder is good.
我聚了，再聚，再聚。
I gather, and again I gather.
但是我从来没有任何的改变。
Have I been changed?
What's the point? What point 在哪里呢？
What's the point to gather?
但是我们有弟兄，他重病。
But we have brother who is seriously sick.
对，他没有办法来聚会。
He couldn't come to the meeting.
对，他参加 online 的聚会。
He participated online.
对，弟兄姊妹可以从他的眼神里面有个感觉。
And brothers and sisters looking at his eyes, they all had a sense.
对，就算他在这个事情里面看到弟兄姊妹，他都觉得很安慰啊。
Even he see the brothers and sisters from online, he was comforted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以有圣经可以读。
So brother and sister, we have Bible to read.
可以祷告。
We can pray.
可以聚会。
We can gather.
其实我这些都是很基本的事情。
These are all very fundamental.
但是我们在不知不觉当中很有可能在浪费了许多的恩典。
Unconsciously, we will lose a lot of grace.
所以但愿主能够改变我们这个人。
May the Lord change us.
我们不仅有一个眼睛打开，我们觉得这个宝贵啊。
Not only my eyes being opened, I treasure this.
我珍惜它。
I treasure this, cherish this.
我发现我今天学的不好。
I know today I learned bad lessons.
然后我感谢主还给我机会，有机会能够学。
But the Lord have mercy on me, I still have opportunity to learn.
对，学祷告。
Learn to pray.
啊，学习进入神的话。
Learn to enter into the word of God.
对，其实在聚会里面我能够领受团体的恩典。
Learn to receive the grace of the corporate meeting.
对，弟兄姊妹，不要浪费这些机会。
Brothers and sisters, don't waste this opportunity.
我们哪晓得哪一天也许这个机会就没有了呢？
How would you know one day you won't have this opportunity?
对，趁着还有今天。
As long as it's still called today.
就是今天。
It is today.
就可以领受神的恩典。
You can receive the grace of God.
对，我们不要有那种拖延症。
Don't delay and procrastinate.
对，但愿主真的给我们像一个对时间的一个有智慧的一个认识。
May God give this wisdom and understanding of the time.
不要做糊涂人。
Don't be a fool.
叫我们因着智慧，我们的日子一天一天，一年一年，在主面前很有价值。
By this wisdom, our days, our lives, day by day.
我们这个人呢，里面也可以学习，经历到一天又新似一天。
And we can learn day by day. We are refreshed, renewed.
对，外面会老，年日会叫我们老。
Our outward body and we can be old.
但对主的认识，对主的经历。却是越来越新鲜。
But our understanding towards the Lord is getting newer and newer.
对，求主叫我们愿意付任何的代价。
May the Lord help us to pay whatever price.
我要把那个时间，把那个机会，把它赎回来。
I'll redeem my opportunity and my time.
对，在我往后的日子里面
，in my future days，
叫我是一个智慧人。
Help me to be a wisdom, be a wise person.
不仅我们每个个人常得主的恩典。
Not only we receive the grace of God.
然后我们也可以成为一个生命恩典的管道，能够彼此供应。
We can be a channel of grace and to help others.
好，但愿主借着今天我们众人的一些的话语，能够给我们有鼓励，有提醒。
May the Lord use all the sharings today to encourage us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心。
Lord, we come before you, we thank you.
主啊，是你量给我们一生的年日。
Lord, you measured out all our days.
主啊，你何等愿意我们行在这个地上，做一个智慧的人。
Lord, how much you would like us to walk on the earth and be a wise person.
主啊，就从今天，就从现在开始。
Lord, starting from today, starting from now.
我们就向主有一个心愿。
Lord, we have a cry before the Lord.
主啊，愿我们宝贵你要给我们的这些恩典。
Lord, may we all cherish the grace you gave us.
宝贵我们还有祷告的机会。
Treasure the opportunities we can still pray.
对，宝贵我们能够经历你自己的话语。
To cherish we can still experience your word.
宝贵我们还有机会跟弟兄姊妹们彼此劝勉。
To cherish that we still have the time to encourage one another.
主啊，愿你让你的家兴旺起来。
Lord, may you revive your house.
充满你的同在，充满你的恩典。
The full of your presence and your grace.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把每个人都交在你的手中。
We commit every individual one into your hands.
往后的日子，每一天交在你手中。
And every day in the future, we commit into your hands.
引导我们过一个有意义的一生。
To lead us, guide us to live a meaningful life.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天。